Mattress Store, Ashley Home Store. This is home.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.
Can Democrats find more Republican support? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a big question in the Senate where they're trying to approve a House-passed bill to set up a commission to investigate the deadly Capitol attack.
The formation of a commission is more important now than ever.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer needs 60 votes to advance it this week. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, a bipartisan effort to revive the panel is underway in the Senate. Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Republican Susan Collins of Maine are leading informal talks on legislation that would create the 10-member commission. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell is against the bill.
I think this is a purely political exercise that adds nothing to the sum total of information.
Some Republicans say an end-of-the-year deadline to complete the investigation is unrealistic. At least 10 Republicans would need to cross over for the commission to be established. Dave?
Rachel, the Senate is also working on police reform with President Biden optimistic.
I've spoken with the negotiators. I'm hopeful that sometime after Memorial Day we'll have an agreement.
That was after he met with George Floyd's family a year after Floyd was killed by an officer convicted of murder. Protests marking that 1 year got out of hand last night. In Portland, Oregon, they threw projectiles at cops who declared the protest a riot, making several arrests. We're learning the Biden administration has ended a Trump-era probe into the origins of the COVID outbreak in China, citing a lack of quality in the work as the National Security Council still investigates. Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox a new report that workers at a lab studying viruses in Wuhan got sick in late 2019 vindicates his long-held belief COVID could have escaped from that lab, something he was criticized for a year.
Because the media doesn't like my politics. And because President Trump said the same thing, the media lied and they spun and they covered up for the Chinese Communist Party, in effect.
This is a big deal. Amazon is purchasing MGM, the movie and TV studio, in a deal worth almost $8.5 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Former Republican Senator John Warner has died in Virginia at age 94. Warner was also a Navy secretary, once married to famed actress Elizabeth Taylor. While Democrats try to get more Republican support for the commission to investigate the deadly Capitol attack, there's also bipartisan work being done on an infrastructure rebuild proposal. A group of 4 Democrats and 4 GOP senators trying to work out a compromise on some projects they can agree on.
The two sides negotiating an infrastructure bill are very far apart, Wyoming Republican John Barrasso says.
The Democrats are trying to redefine infrastructure.
Barrasso says the Republican offer is narrowly focused on roads, bridges, broadband, and other hard infrastructure projects, with the White House proposing spending on social programs. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says negotiations won't go on forever.
It has always been our plan, regardless of the vehicle, to work on an infrastructure bill in July.
Schumer has not ruled out using budget reconciliation, a legislative tool, to prevent a 60-vote filibuster. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Someone's going to get lucky tonight in Ohio. The first winners of the state's Vax-a-Million lottery will be announced, giving away $1 million to adults who've gotten the COVID vaccine, scholarships to students who've gotten the shots, all to drive up the numbers of people who've been vaccinated. And other states are following suit.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis announcing Tuesday his state's having a weekly lottery. Again, 5 residents will each win $1 million.
This is with money that otherwise would have gone towards advertising and marketing.
In Arkansas, they're giving away scratch-off lottery tickets. New Yorkers can get a free lottery ticket worth up to $5 million if they get vaccinated. Other states holding similar lotteries include Maryland, Kentucky, and Oregon. Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up modestly before the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
All right, ESPN 93.5, three-day weather forecast. National Weather Service says we get through some rain. Get a little sun peeking out this afternoon, I do believe.
That's right. High 87 expected, 59 our low into the evening tonight. And we're expecting cooler conditions as the week wears on. High 82 tomorrow, down to 62, rain late. 64 the high on Friday, down to 44 in the evening. Now coming into the weekend, cooler with the high 66 Saturday, 72 Sunday, 76 as we wrap up May on Monday. Right now, the temperature's at 68 with the rain. ESPN 93.5.
I might be wacky, but I want to play. Love talking dogs and cats with our friend Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro over at Madison Kirby in Champaign, and the first breeder in the state of Illinois on the white English creams, a.k.a. called golden retrievers, even though they're white. How are you, Todd?
Hey, is it a happy Tuesday again?
No, it's Wednesday. We missed you yesterday, but we're glad to grab you today. If dogs eat June bugs, which are now everywhere, that's probably not a good thing.
Well, I don't know anything specific about June bugs. I mean, I know they eat them, so there must not be a problem just based on, you know, logic. I would assume there's some parasite risk from that. Like, know, a lot of the bugs will carry GI worm type things.
What are you seeing on the ticks and the fleas? Are they going to be rampant?
Ticks are happening right now. Okay. Lots of ticks. Fleas aren't too bad yet, but it's coming. This warm weather with humidity that we're going to have is just going to make the populations boom.
Okay. But now, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to squirt like I used to do in the 80s with fleas on my tummy of Theodore. This is pill time now, right?
Pill time's great. Yeah. You know, I get 1 month pills, 3 month pills. It's great. You know, a couple flea pills get you pretty well through the summer. And it's just, they're very, very effective. That's why they're so popular. They're much more effective than the topicals.
Todd, our dog Olive needs her claws cut. And what is the grooming technique to get that to happen at the house? Because, you know, should we soak her in the tub first and soften them up a bit?
Nope. You need a conditioner to you touching the feet so she's not weirded out by it. So when you're sitting around at night, handle the feet a lot just so they get used to it. At first, they'll put their mouth on to say, don't do that. And eventually, they decide, this is just what my human does. Two, get a clipper that actually cuts instead of crushes. The crushing kind, the rongeur types can crush, and those hurt. So the I don't know what they're called, but the more forged in steel type cutters work better.
Kind of a circle one where they kind of clip it off. It's like a circle. You put them on a...
The circle one's bad.
Oh,
the circle one crushes.
Okay, very good.
You want the one that looks kind of like a pair of pliers or something.
Okay, and that'll you're just getting the tip too, right?
Right. When you look at the nail, if you look at it, there's a point and it comes up a ways and then it starts to thicken out. Cut right there where it's starting to thicken out, and you should be safe and not going into the blood.
Yeah, because it'll get bloody if you miss.
Right. And you don't have to be aggressive. Nibble if you want to. Yeah. You take little nibbits off, and if you keep looking at the bottom of the nail, when you're getting close to the blood part, you'll see a color change in the middle where it goes more black.
Okay.
To tell you you're getting close to where the blood is.
All right.
But it's doable for someone to do it at home. I'm sure there's some good videos online.
Yeah, I mean, it just takes practice. I know people that their dogs will roll over on the back and put their feet up and let their humans do it. It's just a matter of training. And ideally, you start when they're really young and get them used to it. That's something we do with our puppies. We just roll them over in the back and we handle the feet a lot to condition them to this is what people are going to do.
Yeah,
and then we do lots of nail trims before they leave us too, so they get
like
used to it.
64 paws, man. I mean, how do you?
yeah, that's what Gina does her updates, and if people want to get on that, just email snowangelretrievers.com. And Gina does her daily updates. We call them pup dates when we got puppies. And one of the quiz questions she'll ask people is, okay, I got 11 puppies. How many nails am I cutting?
I see. And, that's so funny.
So you got a little math involved in owning a puppy from us.
Yeah. Can you imagine walking into your house without any dogs? What would that be like?
It's weird. It's probably about as weird as it is here at work now that the phone doesn't ring.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so much more efficient. I can actually focus, but I can't imagine a quiet house. It just wouldn't make sense.
but when you say the phones don't ring, you have a system now that lets
right.
people leave a message. You get back to them
right.
as quickly as you can.
Right.
And it's working well?
Working. People love it. You know, I'll work with people that still prefer the actual phone calls. What you got to do is just leave me a message you want to call, and I will text you first if it's textable to verify you're free, because I don't have time to play phone tag all day.
Yeah, right.
And we want to get things done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it's good. It's amazing. So it's kind of like going in on Saturdays. It's just not as crazy without the phone ringing all day.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, and the other thing is, when you're here, I can focus on you. I don't have to worry about missing a phone call.
Yeah, right.
Because we're just training everybody, so we're treating everybody the same, and we go right down the list working. I can do 7 texts in the time it takes me to do 1 phone call.
Yeah, that's right.
So I can take care of a lot of people.
You're pretty good with those thumbs or fingers or whatever you're doing it with, so it's good. All right, buddy, how do people reach you?
Hey, 217-355-5051. See, even I've learned to add the area code now.
That's right.
And you can call or text and just tell me how you want to return, and we'll get back with you.
Okay, good talking to you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, see you guys.
That's Dr. Todd Likens, the Pet Pro, Madison Kirby
mm-hmm.
in Champaign. If you go in, you'll see the white Goldens. They're just mellower than a regular Golden Retriever, in my opinion, having had both. They're just eye contact and lovely. They're hairy, but lovely.
Yeah, and he just opens up the car door before he goes to work and see who hops in and who's going to be a part of the work day for him.
Yep, the work
right
dog.
Across from Old Farm Shops.
Yep, it's awesome. All right, coming up on 812 ESPN 93.5, our thoughts and prayers to the Oberheim family as they bury the fallen police officer Chris Oberheim from a week ago. It was a week ago. Feels like a long time ago. And a lot has happened. There's still fallout from the Channel 3 story they ran on Friday, showing the shooter, the killer, with angel wings and halos. And, and that has caused a lot of consternation for a whole bunch of the community. Channel 3 has apologized a number of times about that, running that story, understanding how insensitive it might have been. And yet there are still plenty of people, a lot of advertisers are dropping off and all of those things, and people said, I'll never watch. I mean, listen, they made a mistake. In my opinion, it was a clear mistake to run a photo of the man who killed the police officer with angel wings and halos and let God judge. I mean, it's going to be up to God on all that. But from the standpoint of, you know, you can empathize and sympathize with the family of the shooter, but he's a cop killer, and that's what he is. That's what we call people that shoot and kill police officers. And that's just to take, you know, oh, we lost another. Well, we did, but you had good guys and bad guys, and the good guys were the police officers, and the bad guy was the cop killer. That's what they are, whether you wanted, that's what happened. And so when we get the complete report on everything, I'm pretty darn sure, in fact, really sure that everything, it was just such a quick event. You get there at 3:24 a.m., you're not very excited about it, but that's your job to walk into danger. And a domestic where a woman was getting hurt, and this was not the first time that this man had been on this kind of track. And then fires start. What I don't get, and I'm sure we'll know, is how the killer was shot. If Jeff Creeley had 3 bullets and Chris Oberheim had however many to kill him, how would you shoot back?
Right.
It must have been close proximity, too. I don't know. Anyway, we'll get all those details. They're putting him to rest today.
That's right.
Funeral in Decatur.
And then the procession to Monticello Cemetery afterwards. The funeral is at 11 a.m. today.
Yeah. Friends, family, and invited guests.
That's right.
That's how they've got to do that. Had 1,000 or so at the visitation yesterday.
Yes.
All right. Sports headlines coming up 8:14. You're welcome to Texas 217-359-2255.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years. And for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Cancer affects all of us. At American Eagle Auto Glass, a portion of their proceeds in the month of May will be donated to cancer centers in Champaign, Urbana, and Danville. American Eagle Auto Glass is a locally owned company. They do auto glass repair, replacement, and mobile windshield repair. Hopefully you won't need them, but if you do, remember, in the month of May, they'll donate a portion of their proceeds to cancer centers in Champaign, Urbana, and Danville because it's important to give back. AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. Sports headlines.
Major League Baseball had the Chicago White Sox over the St. Louis Cardinals 8-3 yesterday. Jose Abreu has a big old bat.
Yep.
And that was hard to contend with. Of course, it was interesting hearing the storyline of Jack versus Louie when they were high school teammates, right?
Yeah, they were high school. Gialetto and yes. Jack Flaherty were mm-hmm. high school teammates. Mm-hmm. Didn't go so well. Cardinals are struggling. They're definitely struggling right now, trying to play a little better baseball. They're half a game ahead of those hot Chicago Cubs.
That's right, who won yesterday 4-3. Trevor Williams to the mound for Chicago and Will Crow for the Pirates, and it's a 5:35 start over on US 105.9. In fact, we had some audio of a big hit from Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo swings and taps one up the middle and through for a base hit. Rounding third and coming home is Baez, and the Cubs take the lead on the RBI single by Anthony Rizzo. 4-3 Cubs over the Pirates here in the fifth.
A trending story in our area, the Parkland Cobras softball team in Alabama to take on Phoenix, and they're in the zone there. They've been advancing. And as far as U of I tennis, second-seeded Alex Kovacek will be in action in South Carolina today. So some singles tournaments going on here at the end of the season. NHL playoffs had Carolina, who's up 3-2 now, winning 3-2 over Nashville. Toronto up 3-1 after shutting out Montreal 4-0 yesterday. Had the Nets winning. Brooklyn up 2-0 in that series in the NBA action. Lakers are evening up the series now 1-1 with their win over the Suns. Dallas is up 2-0 with their win over the LA Clippers yesterday. That brings you up to date with sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Well, the events of 2020 dramatically change the economic landscape. Millions of consumers created new online buying behaviors and habits, and many families' online grocery, apparel, entertainment shopping all replace store and mall visits. With the dramatic increase in e-commerce, Busey wants you to know identity theft, fraud, phishing all over the place. In recognition of Internet Safety Month, which is June, Busey highlights some tips. Keep your computers and mobile devices up to date. Set strong passwords. 1234 is not a strong password. Watch out for phishing scams. What's phishing? It's P-H-I-S-H. Criminals use fraudulent emails, websites to gather personal information from victims. It says you have a message. You have to click here for the message. And you say, here's your receipt. It says, I didn't order anything.
Right.
You click on that stuff and they're in.
Yep.
Keep personal information personal. Secure your internet connection with a password. Shop safely. Read the site's privacy policies as if any human ever has. It's fine print and it's gobbledygook, but they're called privacy policies and you ought to be aware of that. With constant changes in technology, it's always risk. The best way to protect yourself, be proactive. Busey wants you to be informed of any security issues, scams, or alerts that may impact you. Check out their blog, Money Matters, at Busey.com to stay informed and find further resources about online safety. Busey, your dream, our promise for over 150 years, member FDIC. Let's check that weather forecast.
We've had some pretty strong showers coming through the area this morning, but partly cloudy by tonight. Today's high 87 and down to 59 this evening. 84 the high tomorrow, down to 62. I know St. Matt's is wrapping up and having a party for their graduates, and I'm planning on something in the evening to provide music, so I hope the weather holds out. 62 our low on Thursday night, 64 the high on Friday, down to 44 morning showers in the forecast. We're at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, I'll take a look at the latest GoFundMe totals for the Oberheim family. Chris Oberheim died a week ago today in the shootout on North Neal. I'll check that. But it was just a remarkable story and how many people have stepped up to the plate to help this family, four daughters, a wife. And we'll see. We'll get that next. All right. It's 217-359-2255. If you'd like to add anything to the program this morning, love to hear from you. Coming up on 820, we'll check your Fox Business Minute now.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Amazon is confirming it is buying MGM for nearly $8.5 billion. The deal includes MGM's vast library of more than 4,000 films and 17,000 TV shows, including The Handmaid's Tale, Fargo, and Vikings. Fears of higher interest rates have faded after the Federal Reserve's Vice Chair Richard Clarida downplayed those concerns. Dick's Sporting Goods continues to see a lot of business this year. Its earnings for the recent quarter were better than expected, and its raising expectations for the year. And Abercrombie & Fitch made a profit in its recent quarter after losing money a year ago. Its earnings and sales were both stronger than forecast. Online shopping made up more than half of its sales. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Congressman Rodney Davis. If you need help with the IRS, the VA, Medicare, or Social Security, I can help cut through the red tape and make sure you're being treated fairly. To receive assistance, please call my office at 217-824-5117 or go online at rodneydavis.house.gov. It is an honor and pleasure to work for you.
This ad was paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Hey, this is Diane Ducey. Now that I'm in the single digits of achieving my goal and being within and maintaining this weight loss, thanks to the compassionate coaching and smart science to transform my life and make weight loss simple, I am so grateful to the folks at Profile by Sanford over by AMC Theater in Champaign. You can go to the website profileplan.com with that code DD and get started. Get that free consultation. Call 403-9080 and see what Profile by Sanford can do for you.
Caution, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
A long time ago, we had so many good bands come out of Champaign-Urbana.
For sure.
I mean, but there was a band called The Ship. Does anybody remember them? It's just weird. One of those weird things. And for whatever reason, Gwen was a really good song from that era. If I could.
Young as we are. Wish on
1976 or something.
Can't take you far without me. Lovers of old.
To be pretty old to remember this, but I played it on the radio in the 70s.
Sort of sounds Dan Fogelberg like.
Yeah. Old band. Yeah. So
what did you think of that?
I have no idea. I think Suderman, because he's like. Well, we're about the same. Okay. Anyway, we just go back. And so when I think him on, I'm thinking, what do I play for a music song? So,
I see.
Okay, let's see here. We have some text here to catch up on. 217-359-2255. Very, very accurate as to this particular text for WCIA Channel 3. Trust, and frankly, in general, trust is difficult to earn and very easy to lose. After 45 years of watching Channel 3, that trust is now lost. Though I will continue to watch WCIA News, it'll take a long time for them to earn back my trust. GoFundMe for the Oberheim family started out as a $5,000 goal, and then it wasn't. The money for the Oberheims, including $5,000 from Rector Construction and $7,500 from Troy Lands at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. $142,000. The goal now set at $200,000.
Okay.
And that'll put some of those girls through college.
That's
if they
right.
can keep it going.
One of them graduated inside the last week from Monticello
Sunday.
Schools.
Sunday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Chris was planning on that, you know.
For sure.
It's Wednesday of graduation week for your second oldest.
And all the softball teams are in the zone. Softball teams at the visitation yesterday with him being one of the coaches involved. Mary and Camargo had said, I believe they rolled the dice and it didn't work in their favor. I think they knew exactly what they were doing. I assume
are you doing
she's
Channel
talking
3?
About Channel 3.
I think Channel 3 just had a lapse of judgment or... the momentary lack of the sensitivity and the things that were, again, if you think about, you know, when people kill people, you don't highlight the killer. That's what the perspective of most people were, was, are you kidding me? I mean, this is, you took a man away from his family and you killed him. And so it's tough. And so, you know, again, you try and empathize and sympathize and love as much as you can in your life. Well, when people commit murder, you know, it's for God to decide what happens to their soul. All I know is here in a country of laws, that's a killer. And that's it. And so to almost feature... You didn't do that when the murderer of Martin Luther King, we didn't talk about the James Earl Ray family. You know, it's like, what are you doing? I mean, James Earl Ray killed Martin Luther King. You wouldn't feature the Ray family. You wouldn't do that for Lee Harvey Oswald. Or,
right.
Anyway, but boy, was that probably the biggest and most hurtful blowback on Channel 3 in their history. I would think.
A text thing coming in talking about the anchors similar to Nora O'Donnell. Boy, there is sure a slant whenever I watch some of the national news. That's for sure. Randy Interbana said, how about the Democrats giving Palestinians money? Biden is going to meet Putin. How embarrassing for our country. Also, tired of people disrespecting the police, mandatory minimums for running, fighting, and shooting.
I'm not sure what that is.
From Randy.
Minimum, say that again.
Tired of people disrespecting the police, mandatory minimums for running, fighting, and shooting.
Oh, I see. So don't disrespect police, and there's got to be some minimum punishment if you run, if you fight, or you shoot.
Right. Well, I mean, that's resisting arrest, isn't it?
Well, it used to be. Now it's like you're hunting me down so I can do whatever I want. It is the whole thing's crazy. The whole critical race theory, I've been trying to learn about this, and essentially it says it's all about race. If you're white, you're just racist. Deal with it, figure it out, understand it, and know that you're white, you're racist. That's just fact. So that's the blowback on the critical race theory, and trying, there's like four different tenets of that, and I'm learning more about it, and I certainly disagree. If race, if you're white and you're racist, then why do children play together when they're 3 years old, white, black, blue, green? They don't care. Is not prejudice a learned behavior? Don't you, through whatever parenting or life experience, you can't stand Armenians because they've been horrible to you in your life, and so all Armenians are bad? I mean, isn't that how that works? Otherwise, if white people were inherently racist and born with that, then a three-year-old would distance himself from a African-American three-year-old, and they don't. They simply don't. If you watch children play, they don't care. So the whole critical race theory that the 1619 Project essentially says everything is about race. Kyrie Irving is going back to Boston Garden, where he used to play basketball, plays for the Nets now. And he says, I hope there's not subtle racism involved here. What the world? So I yell at a player who happens to be black, boo, I'm a racist. See, everything is about race, and I think it's not what America is. America's had its struggles, but we continue to evolve and I believe get better, and I love America and I love our country. And now that's like out of chic. You're just ignorant. I mean, it's just where we're talking and what we're doing is like, or is this a dream or a nightmare? 217-359-2255, time for news, 8:30 in Champaign, Urbana.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Fox confirms the Biden administration ended a State Department-ordered inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic started late last year under President Trump. There were concerns, we're told, about the quality of the contractor's work. Several agencies, though, are looking into whether the virus leaked from a Chinese lab.
Former State Department official David Feith told Fox News at night,
elevating this now as a political matter, as a diplomatic matter, is overdue but essential.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci recently pivoted on the theory, saying he's not convinced the virus developed naturally.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Amazon is buying a 97-year-old movie studio to add content to its Prime Video streaming service.
Amazon is confirming it is buying MGM for nearly $8.5 billion. The deal includes MGM's vast library of more than 4,000 films and 17,000 TV shows.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Gerber Collision and Glass offers contact-free estimates and repairs. Our top priority is the health and safety of our customers and team members. That's why our drop-and-go services include three flexible options for repairing your vehicle without having to walk into one of our shops. You can schedule an appointment for drop-off, arrange a contact-free curbside estimate, or send us photos of the damage for an online estimate. Learn more and find your location at GerberCollision.com. Get it to Gerber.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, cares deeply about your satisfaction, and carries cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans that you want to drive, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or find them online at sarahchampagne.com.
Yeah, I think we're going to give Brian Dowd a call over there at Sarah Champagne. He's the guy that does the detailing. And if you've never had it detailed over there, it runs better. And I don't know how that works, but it feels new when he's done. It's remarkable. So if you want a detailed job, Sarah Champagne, Brian is the guy you get hold of, but they'll know who he is. Because it's stunning how good he makes your car look, and it smells and the whole thing. And you go, man, is this new?
Right.
You can do that.
And it runs better.
It does. I don't know how that one works, but it's true. Let's check your weather.
All right. Just checking the texts and things like that coming in. Thanks for chiming in. We'll get to that in a minute. 87 with widely scattered showers and thunderstorms in our area, then partly cloudy. 59 our low with clear conditions into the evening tonight. Starting out, a nice day tomorrow, high 84. Then some late showers and thunderstorms, low 62. Morning showers in the forecast and cooler as we wrap up the week Friday with a high 64, low 44. 67 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we have more text, 217-359-2255.
Stephen St. Joe, the libertarianism of media now rears its ugly head. We need a list of states' attorneys and judges who have let this dirtbag off the past decade or whatever time frame. Let's see, Adam saying, how many other states are giving an additional 300 per week until September?
Well, and that's going to, listen, we're having what, Urbana Park districts trying to get lifeguards still? We got, I'm sure, Champaign Park. I mean, everybody's looking.
Everybody's looking if you right now.
But why would you work? And I'm not dissing people that aren't working, but if they're paying you more to stay home than work all day at McDonald's, I'm sorry. I don't want to work all day at McDonald's if I don't have to and I'm getting paid more not to. You've got it. It's just the wrong incentive. I understand limping through the coronavirus, the pandemic, and trying to. It's over. Go to work. Go get a job. I'll give you $300 a week extra for 2 months if you get a job. How about that? Let's reverse that.
Right.
And then you'll have people lining up for jobs. But right now, why would you go when a couple in Massachusetts can get $88,200 to be on unemployment?
Mm.
Talk about your side hustle. I'll paint your house.
For sure.
$10,000, that puts me at $98,200. I mean, man.
It's, but Adam's talking about, J.B. Pritzker. The man has never understood how the real world works since the day he was born.
Well, so. Sometimes, and I don't begrudge J.B. Pritzker for being born in a rich family. Good for him. I don't care. I just think that maybe it for people we elect to office, it would be helpful. It would be very helpful if they were experienced in running a payroll. Understanding the amount of payroll taxes that companies have to pay, understanding the pressures of keeping the private industry going with keeping workers employed, happy, fed, give them raises, all these other things everybody tries to do. But politicians, generally, that's pretty much all they've done. They haven't run anything. And I think it's great if you've been able to have that experience. And I also think it's great if you serve and then come home, as opposed to looking at it as a career. I fundamentally disagree with politicians having this as their career. I know that's how it works, but I'm a term limit guy, always have been. All right, the critical race theory, Vodi Bacham Jr. is the guy I found, a very, very compelling speaker.
Number one, principle number one, racism is normal. It's the usual way society does business, the common everyday experience of most people of color in this country. Racism is normal. It is everywhere, all the time. It is unavoidable. Racism is normal.
This is the tenets of critical race theory. Number one, it's normal.
If you have kids, the way I help people remember this first principle is that if you have kids and you ended up watching a Lego movie, then probably for the next 3 days, you just kept hearing, everything is awesome. Critical race theory says, everything is racist. Everything. The most popular book, critical race theory book, practical critical race theory book, right? There's a huge academic literature, but there's also these practical expressions of it. The most popular book is a book titled White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo. DiAngelo says that in terms of, interactions with people, you don't have to ask whether racism occurred. You ask how racism manifested itself here. Because we assume that it occurred. Why? Everything is racist. Everything. By the way, this is what the 1619 Project is all about.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to teach in school. So if you go in and you take a white kid and you say, you're a racist, it's just live with it, understand it, be shameful about it, all of that. And it is, I think, insulting. It really is. Because I mentioned before, two really important people in my life happen to be black.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have that because they're black. You learn hate, you learn prejudice, you learn ignorance as you go, based on your upbringing, based on who's around you, based on your life experiences. But people white are not born racist. That's just a lie. It isn't true. I mean, and so that's what the fight is, that teaching this in schools, the little six-year-olds that are going home saying, why am I so bad? God, that's all we need is more pounding ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's something to take note of. All right, crime. The crime wave has gone nuts. I mean, did we mention that maybe when you defund the police that you're going to have more issues? Here's CNN. Don Lemon or Lemon or whatever he pronounces. Don Lemon or Lemon and Chris Cuomo. This was a year ago.
Democratic cities are in chaos right now. Is this what you want from Joe Biden? And they're
this is what they said a year ago about, oh, it's going to get bad.
Take your country away, and they're taking down the statues. And
crime is rising as they defund police.
Oh, my gosh, it's so bad. And they're defunding police. It's like...
mocking everything. Greg Gutfeld suggests this.
Yeah. Indeed. But then the light bulb went off in Lemon's otherwise empty head. Maybe rolling your eyes over crime victims isn't a good look. I wonder if he now thinks it's a blind spot for Democrats.
I think this is a blind spot.
A year later, now he says this is a real problem. Crime's rising everywhere. 200 police officers have left the force in Minneapolis alone.
Democratic cities are...
So they mock it one year. They accept it as a blind spot. The next year, he says, we have to stop the riots. You can't stop the riots. Those are anarchists. Those are people that hate America. You're never going to appease and please them. They never give them enough. So there's a lot of things on the table here. And, oh, by the way, they might indict Donald Trump because of bad business practices. Or listen, if you're looking at tripling the CNN ratings, which are, what, 800,000 people watching these shows at night, they don't have much audience. Fox is, 3 or 4 million. CNN's down under a million, I think. Depends on the show. Anyway, if you need Trump. You need him. You need to hate on that guy because you got to get ratings back. And there's still blood in the water. It's probably 20%, 25%, 30% of people that still wake up fist clenched hating Donald Trump. It's kind of a psychological thing at this point to let that kind of go because he's not there anymore. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but they miss it. They miss the, yeah. God bless you. Get some rest. 841.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, located at 525 Market Street in Paxton, offers a huge catalog of rentals. Whether you're looking for a contractor, a do-it-yourself project, landscaping help, wedding rentals, or even party and event rentals like bounce houses, manager Scott Allen has what you need.
We have a really nice rental fleet. Our equipment we try to keep new, clean, in good operation, and at a super reasonable price.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611.
You're going to get first-class, first-rate service here at Paxton Hardware and Rental.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Mannion was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the words he spoke before his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Mannion Foundation. And through TMF, these words can live in you too. Show the world what you're made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisMannion.org.
Visit Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing in Paxton. They're the area's premier Lennox system dealer. With a BBB A+ rating and accreditation, you can trust their expert technicians to deliver the best heating, cooling, and plumbing services in our area. From maintenance and repairs on any make or model to the highly regarded AC and furnace installations, Dogtown is the name to call to guarantee your comfort for any month of the year. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, home of the $79 checkup and plumbing service call. Call 689-2166. Dogtown Heating and Air.
All right, we'll do a quick headline, get back to a few of these comments coming in. Let's check that.
Big hits from Jose Abreu yesterday had the Chicago White Sox winning 8-3 over St. Louis's Cardinals. It's a 110 start here on ESPN 93.5 today. So listen in. Carlos Rodon on the mound for the White Sox and John Gant for the Cardinals. Harrison Bader does have that hairline rib fracture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that became conclusive.
He dove for a ball. The ball got under him, and he fell on the ball. Really, he was down for a few minutes.
Oh, shoot.
That would hurt.
Cubs over the Pirates 4-3 yesterday. Trevor Williams on the mound for Chicago with a 5:35 start. Pirates using Will Crow. We have NHL playoffs going on, but, and NBA too, but really no local teams, so we'll let you know when the championship round is here, huh, Steve?
Yeah, it's just too much at this point. We got to filter it down from 80 teams to 2 for me, so it's just a lot. I mean, there's some good basketball. It's fun to watch. I'm struggling with LeBron James because as great as he is, I'm tired of police hunting black people. I can't shake that off. Because I think that's a lie. Anyway.
Actually, a text in about 90% of black people are racist. When was the last time LeBron James helped a white person?
We don't know that. Who knows?
Right.
I don't know. I think that the premise is blacks can't be racist because they have no power, I think is what they say. So I don't know. I just think that, you know, we should be all one color. We should judge by the content of your character, not the color of your skin. I believe in that.
Well, Mike and St. Joe says, doesn't it work both ways? Blacks are just as racist as some white people. If you drive this narrative down everyone's throat, I believe you're making racism worse.
Well, it's just we should love each other, hug each other, and could care less about the color of each other. And I've tried to live like that. I really have. I really have. I mean, I'm not perfect in any by any means, but you try and judge people by how they behave. Mm-hmm. And that could be a really bad black person. It'd be a really bad white person. I mean, it's how they act, how they behave, and how they lead their life. I mean, it's and we got that comment about trust is hard to earn and easy to lose. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby, my all-time favorite comedian, actor, love Bill Cosby. And then you hear he's drugging women, having sex with them, and you're saying, what happened here? He'd call their parents talking about how he's going to help this young woman. And he did that 50 some times with 50 women. That was really disappointing because I was a huge Cosby fan. I'm obviously not anymore, but disappointing. And yet it's about behavior. It's about how you live your life, how you behave when nobody looks at you. Who are you? What is your character? What is your foundational beliefs? What are your morals and values? That's what a person is judged on, not the color. Why would you care about that? And why would we drive that down that every white has to be a racist simply because of the color of my skin? And I'm half Armenian. We got butchered by the Turks in 1915. What do I do about that? There have been injustices through the historical time frame. You can look at any century. And what you do is you try and get better and never do that again kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. So, 217-359-2255. If you would like to comment here.
Mike and Muhammad, you're wise behind your 70-ish years.
Whatever. Mike and I are going to have to meet at Pia's because I think he's a good guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Mike, you're a good man. You've helped good people. Okay, it's 8:47. We're back with some final thoughts in a moment.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855. If you need professional painters, look no further than Fresh Coat Painting. Locally owned Fresh Coat Painters of Champaign handle interior, exterior, residential, and commercial painting jobs. No matter how large or small, they take care of it with a genuine smile and with utmost courtesy. And they offer contact-free estimates and same as cash financing. For a contact-free estimate, just go to FreshCoatPainters.com. Stay local. Go with a professional painter you can trust. FreshCoatPainters.com.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
Hey, this is Diane Ducey. Now that I'm in the single digits of achieving my goal and being within and maintaining this weight loss, thanks to the compassionate coaching and smart science to transform my life and make weight loss simple, I am so grateful to the folks at Profile by Sanford over by AMC Theater in Champaign. You can go to the website profileplan.com with that code DD and get started. Get that free consultation. Call 403-9080 and see what Profile by Sanford can do for you.
Summer is right around the corner. Make sure to stop into Game Day Spirit this spring and check out their great selection of Illini merchandise. Shop polos, tanks, crops, tees, and more, all from great brands such as Tommy Bahama, Champion, and Nike. With new styles arriving daily, there's something for every Illini fan. Shop at Game Day Spirit at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or 24/7 online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Next week on an all-new Law & Order.
Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
Reliable Mechanical has been providing quality service to the Champaign-Urbana community since 1902. That's right, I said 1902. That's before the radio was even invented. And they're still proving today, 120 years later, that a commitment to superior service will always be a timeless and successful business plan. Trust the guys who've been doing this for over a century at 1411 Interstate Drive in Champaign or online at reliable-mechanical.com.
All right, quick check of your weather.
We are currently at 67, and we're up to around 87. Another warm one today. We're expecting clearing out and a low 59 into the evening tonight, up to 84, starting out nice tomorrow, down to 61 with some rain coming in late. Morning showers on Friday where it's cooler, high 64, low 44. Again, 67 on ESPN 93.5.
Matt Rosen has joined us, technology and artificial intelligence analyst, CEO and founder. Is it Aleta? Do I say that right, Matt?
You got it.
Aleta. Okay, we were talking just moments ago about how we're kind of doing this backwards, in my opinion, giving people incentive to stay home. I love your dog, German Shepherd.
He's a golden retriever.
Oh, I love golden. Okay, anyway, so we're paying people to stay home. As an artificial intelligence genius, Matt Rosen, are we going to come up with robots for some of these jobs where they'll eliminate human need?
We're already seeing it happen today, but it doesn't eliminate human need. You know, when Henry Ford introduced the assembly line, everyone was worried we're not going to have jobs, and twice as many jobs were created as a result of that. But what's definitely happening is those virtual and physical robots are entering the workforce in a variety of different fields, from food service to healthcare to financial services. You got robots that are, you know, taking your order over the phone. You've got robots aiding people as their MetLife call center. They're really pervasive, you know, from Alexa to your Google search. Robots are already all around us.
Is it going to be iRobot where the little red thing goes on their forehead and Will Smith can't control them? Are we headed toward that?
No. Man, I really hope not. That'd be pretty scary.
I mean, it's but they can't reason and actually deduce things at this point, can they?
No, they can't. There's not a lot of parallel processing in a robot's thinking. They're pretty much single or dual track. You know, for instance, you know, you don't have a robot that can both watch a person and listen to them and kind of match the speech with their movement. And as we can very easily do as humans and are trained to do at such a young age, robots are great at doing the same thing over and over, rote repeat tasks. They're great at, you know, doing dangerous tasks or going into dangerous places that humans can't. But they don't show emotion, compassion. They don't understand sarcasm. And, you know, they really can't do a lot of the complex thinking. They really have to be told what to do. Why there will always be a place for the human.
Will it be possible in the next 10 years I'll go into McDonald's and never see a human?
I don't think you'll never see a human, but, I mean, McDonald's is already piloting Flippy, the burger-flipping robot, in the back of the house, and they've got self-service kiosks. So I do think, you know, there will be less workers potentially. Okay. But for every one of those food service jobs that gets replaced, you need somebody to maintain those robots. In fact, I've got a good friend that owns a bunch of Applebee's and Sonic's. The whole reason he hasn't put in more automation is the fact that there's a lot to maintain once you've got it all set up. You got to care for these robots. You got to keep them updated and programmed and their new features. So it's not going to happen overnight, but I do think we're going to see definitely a slow march to more and more automation across a variety of different industries.
So if I get a tool belt and I can fix stuff, I'll have a job forever?
You will have a job forever. In fact, if you're a plumber in Texas right now, there's still tons of broken pipes down here where I live. So you'll be busy for at least the next year. Yeah, we have a massive shortage of skilled tradespeople as well as computer engineers.
Matt, what about facial recognition technology, especially in high-crime neighborhoods? That's come up in my conversations inside the last week.
You know, The facial recognition is a real interesting technology, and it can be used, for a lot of things. I do think it's dangerous when it gets too far, too fast, so we really understand how it works and how it can be implemented. But it is an interesting thought that, we might see more of that be put into use, both, at airports, public places. I mean, there's thought with the Amazon store, recognizing you walk in, and you don't even have to pay when you go out. It just knows who you are. But I think we're a ways away before deploying a lot of that technology, and some of that is somewhat controversial.
Yeah, but I mean, in this day and age, I love the amount of trees we cut down for privacy notices. Give me a break, Matt. There's no privacy anymore, right?
Right.
No, there's really not. The second you sign up for an online account, they know everything about you.
I mean, everything.
They have more data about you than you do.
If I unplugged from everything and moved to northern North Dakota, could I get off the grid?
Probably not. If you've ever had a credit card or bought a house or bought a car, chances are the credit agencies and everyone that shares information knows a lot about you.
Is it fun being a geek and genius and making a lot of money, Matt?
It is fun being a geek and to really understand a lot of the new technology, how it's going to affect our workforce. We have a lot of fun really helping clients evaluate all these new technologies and figure out what's going to be real and what's not and how. Can they really deploy to make their business better?
I hope we can chat again, Matt Rosen. Thanks for your time. How do people find your company?
They can find me at www.allata, that's ALLATA.com.
Hey, thanks for your time, buddy.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
You betcha. Matt Rosen.
Allata.com.
Okay. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Back with another radio program tomorrow, 7 to 9. Have a great Wednesday.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana. You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority. At Stevie J Broadcasting, we support local businesses like Allerton Equipment Repair, your trusted truck repair and service center in Allerton, Dogtown Heating and Air, Fresh Coat Painting Done Right, and American Eagle Auto Glass, Auto Glass Repair, Auto Glass Replacement, and Mobile Windshield Repair. Go to steviejay.com to learn more about our local partners and click on their links to their websites. Local partners from Stevie J Broadcasting.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning.
If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5.